This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by Home & Brew, your source for handcrafted and exotic tabletop gaming gear. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Hi, welcome to The Compendium. I am Jason, and I am joined by my host, as always, Casey. Casey, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Okay. hey, welcome to The Compendium, where we spend time helping you learn the rules of D&D so you don't spend more time learning those rules and you can actually play, or however it is Casey usually says it. And today, we're actually going to get into combat, get into the rules of combat, how combat works in D&D, and why it's so important, and why we're going to spend 37 episodes talking about it. So, yeah. So, are you excited, Casey?
I am, but I think I'm honestly a little bit more excited to tell all of our listeners that the Compendium is doing its very first giveaway. We are super, super stoked to be partnering with Home & Brew to give away a handcrafted tabletop dice tray to our listeners. It's made from a bird's eye maple, which is a giveaway exclusive and not available to purchase from their shop, and it's lined with a navy suede. The giveaway is going to be going on from August 7th, 2020 to 10 p.m. on Sunday, August 16th, 2020. So that's 10 days. And if you want to see photos of the dice tray, you can actually head over to our Instagram account where there's going to be a post going up within the next day or so talking about the details and showing you some great images of the actual tray itself. There are a number of ways to earn entries. Yes, that's correct. You can earn more than one entry. And those include following the Compendium and Home & Brew on our social media sites, as well as sharing about the giveaway to any of your nerdy D&D friends. Now, back to our topic of the day, which is combat.
Combat, I think, is hard because it's one of the biggest parts of the game, and it's also one of the most mathematically heavy and kind of has the most components that you have to remember on how these things work and how they work together and how they layer. So I think this is going to be a really good chance for me to refresh and then learn some more. And I think that's why it's a great place to start for getting into game mechanics, because kind of fundamentally, that's one of the biggest parts of the game is those kind of combat interactions.
Right. And with D&D, you really are kind of looking at three main kinds of adventure. There is combat, exploration, and social interaction. And in the Dungeon Master's Guide even kind of alludes to that very specifically. And I think combat takes such a precedent and a forward role because when it comes to social interaction, that's kind of subjective, right? Yeah, there's rules for deception and insight and persuasion, but it's really, you know, well, what's this person's disposition and how is the dungeon master feeling that day? Did no one bring cookies? You know, and it's really subjective.
Are you hangry?
No, I had a Twix earlier. I'm good. This podcast is not sponsored by Twix. Then there's exploration, and exploration is so custom, right? Because everyone's drawing their maps or they're using little figure, dungeon tiles to do that. And even the traps and things that are in there, those are going to be custom. And so it's different for everybody. But then when it comes to combat, the system gets really, really granular and really specific and math oriented with very predictable and specific outcomes, that it is very ubiquitous and very uniform for a large degree for everyone. And so combat gets focused on a whole lot. And there's some people who just live for combat, mm-hmm. and others who are like, well, yeah, it's just part of the game, but I really love the social interaction. And so like 98% of people are you know, either into or really into combat. So it's not surprising that this would be such a big conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the other key points about combat that kind of gets us into just an overview about what combat is in general is that it's also one of the key ways that people level up their characters, because you can we've talked about this in the one of the last episodes, that you can gain experience points in a number of ways, but the primary way that you gain XP is by defeating monsters. And so this, I think, is huge because it's that stepping stone for people to be able to level their character up to that next level that gives them an extra boost on their spells or some of these other elements.
Yeah, exactly. And while there are chances for you to get XP by, you know, defeating a trap, solving a puzzle, being the go-between two warring factions of merchants or something, XP really, you're right, does come through killing the monsters and winning in battle. So let's get into that. So with D&D, when it comes to battle, it is interesting because it is the one time where you're taking turns and where, to be honest, time slows down. If you think about the Matrix or something and you see bullet time, which used to be a lot more impressive, but it's still pretty cool, where everything slows down as the hero does this cool thing. That's what's happening in the battle of D&D, in the combat portion of D&D. And so in a battle, everyone's taking turns, the monsters, other members of your party, yourself, and each of the things that you can do in your turn takes 6 seconds. Okay. And so everything is really, really slowed down and drawn out. And so what's interesting to know is that everything that everyone else involved in battle, the monsters, your party, is also taking place in those same 6 seconds. And so if you've ever been around the table and you've seen a single round of combat happen, you know, it could take easily 15 to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. depending on people not being prepared and staring at their phones or the size of the party or the size of the battle in general. But all of that took 6 seconds because even though, you know, Kortha is slashing with the sword and then Karthin's behind them casting a spell and then the rogue sneaking around, we don't know where he went. All of that happened in 6 seconds, the same 6 seconds. And so the way I kind of think of it is when you are watching like the slow-mo replay from a sports ball game, from like football or something, and you see that this whole play took 6 seconds, but you see that the running back turned and did this, and just after that, a split second after that, the lineman saw him and he pivoted, and just then on the other side of the field, the quarterback threw the football. And so all of this happened really, really quick. But in D&D, they're slowing it down, drawing it out, so everyone has a turn, and it's not chaos. And even despite that, it often can be kind of chaos.
Yeah, and you and I, Jason, were talking about this before we started recording this episode, that you can get into some really almost philosophical discussions about those 6 seconds. And one of the things that I think fascinated me with our conversation was that idea that since technically everybody's turns are happening in unison. Mm-hmm. When people are watching someone else's turn and then making a decision based off of, oh, well, they were able to hit that guy, so that guy took some damage, so I'm going to hit that guy too. Realistically, that's metagaming because you're not one at a time taking turns and going up and whacking on someone and then going back into line and the next person comes up to, like, you know, see what's happening and be more strategic about your attacks.
Right. Yeah, it's not Final Fantasy. It's not a turn-based JRPG, you know, as much as we like it to be sometimes. But you're right. And there is a bit of metagaming that happens in there. But some people can hand wave it away and say, well, that's just because this is an elite fighting force and they've been together for years and they kind of know how each person kind of does their own thing. But some of the most enjoyable combat experiences I've had as both a player and a dungeon master is seeing the people say, well, you know, I'm going to do what I was going to do because I didn't know you were going to do that. So I'm just going to go ahead and do my thing. And I don't know if my character would have seen you do that. And then they do something that just kind of throws a huge wrinkle into everything, which is always, well, you know, a lot of fun. So yeah, you're absolutely right. And it gets into questions of the fog of war. It gets into questions of how easy it is it to kind of chrono trigger, like, you know, link your attacks together and have synergies and all this stuff in battle. And that's maybe why we don't see more collaborative things happening in battle, right?
Thanks for tuning into the Compendium this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening into Jason and I's conversation. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you're the first to know every time a new episode publishes. We push out content every Tuesday and Friday, unless you're a patron, in which case you get that content a day early. And if you want more information in between episodes, look us up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching for The Compendium, and that is C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.